Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to be aligned to the manifested version of our reality and for us to dig a little bit deeper into the energy of shadow work. Shadow work, shame work, heart-centered work, however you want it to be call it, whatever you want to refer to it. I am honored and excited and ready to teach you exactly the benefits of shadow work. Not only what it is, but how do you do it and why is it important in manifesting and what do you need to know to manifest the highest and the best version of yourself? So let's get this shadow work party started. Now, I know this is a difficult subject for a lot of people, and a lot of people have been avoiding this for a long time because it brings up some of the worst parts of ourselves, some of the worst parts of our energy, some of the worst parts of our reality, some of the things that we're constantly trying to avoid at all costs. And so I'm going to get into what it is, the breakdown of it, how you know that you need it. And by the way, if you're a living human being, you need it. And what to do about it, and then how it influences us as manifestors, as creators. So one of the first things that I want to do is welcome you to the program, because this might be your first time tuning in. And I want you to know that I have been waiting for you. I am so excited that you're here. I'm so excited to share my knowledge with you. I'm so excited for you to tap into this version of yourself and for you to understand that you are the creator of your reality. And this is not just a fun way of talking. This is actually what is going on. And you just have been on a different vibrational reality. But here's the good news. The good news is that your angels and your guides, your higher self, your guided self, your angels, your highest guided angels in the angel realm, they're all tapped into into your vibration. And even if you feel unworthy of this attention from them, even if you feel like, no, they're not looking at me. I'm a piece of shit. I'm unworthy. I'm a bad person. I've done all this terrible things. Bro, that's what shadow work is all about. It's about understanding that this was part of the evolution of you, my love, of you. And I want you to hear this, and I want you to sit back and stop avoiding the difficult stuff, okay? As an avoider, because of so much trauma growing up, and then even in my adult life, I never appreciated the parts of me that wanted to do shadow work. And the parts of me that want to do shadow work are the parts of me that I'm actually avoiding the most. So I'm going to get into it. But first, if this is your first time tuning in, I'm going to ask two things of you. First, to listen to another episode. You have to listen to at least three before you can really dive deep into manifesting miracles. Second, that you share the link, whether it's YouTube, whether it's my podcast link on Apple or Spotify or one of the dozens of places, if not hundreds of places, that that this link is available. Because you found it, but maybe the reason that you found it was to help somebody, was to help your mother, to help your aunt, to help your sister, to help your cousin, to help your coworker. Maybe you're going to manifest and you're already manifesting and you're going to level up and level up and level up, but there's somebody who's in so much pain right now. They're suffering silently. They're in their head. Those intrusive thoughts are debilitating and shameful. They don't feel worthy of your affection or your attention. And I want to clear all of that up right now and let you know that you were guided here not only to help yourself, but to also empower and help others. Yep, that's the truth. So when you start to listen to these, I know you're going to be thinking, oh, my sister needs to hear this, or my friend needs to hear this, or my neighbor, or whatever, the person at my synagogue, the person at my mosque, the person at my church, the person who has never done any of those things and just is unhappy, or somebody who doesn't believe in manifesting, or somebody, and you know this person right now, you're thinking of them, that energetically, vibrationally, and spiritually are very close to the end of their energy. And as somebody who didn't understand that it was shadow work that I needed, I would do things to harm myself to avoid working on myself, whether that was talking ill about myself or being sarcastic or self-deprecating. But before we get into all of that, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for staying alive. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for wanting to manifest your miracles. Thank you for looking to raise the vibration of the consciousness of this planet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the universe and I are in agreement. You are the creator of your reality, and you are worthy of creating a phenomenal reality. And I want you to learn the steps that it takes for you to release this low vibrational version of yourself and become the beautiful manifested version of joy, of happiness, of creator. It doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you're flawless. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you make no mistakes or you have no negative intrusive thoughts. It means that you're doing the heavy emotional work of healing. Of healing. And I do a program called 6 Weeks to Success, where we go through a 6 Weeks program of morning routine, shadow work, money work, clarity, resolution, and then manifesting practices in the last week. Like, we tailor it to what you want to manifest, because somebody who wants to manifest a new house is going to use practices that are different than somebody who wants to manifest a relationship or a baby or money or whatever it is, right? So it's not a cookie cutter program, and I am not at all a cookie cutter kind of bitch. So, and I say that with the most love and the most admiration for this version of me, because she worked so hard to get here. And I'm a little un poquito caliente hoy. Un poquitito caliente. So I'm going to see if I can do a clip. Nope, that won't work. Let me see if I can push my hair up. So sorry for you guys who are listening on the show and not on YouTube. You can't see me messing with my hair. And let me tell you, that's such a fun thing to avoid. Anyway, all right. My kitchen's hot, if you know what that is. Heat's in the kitchen. Back of my neck. All right. The person, my hairdresser and my makeup artist is going to kill me for doing this on camera. Okay. But I got hot. All right. Look, we're just going to do it like this. For a second, let me cool down. Okay. Do you see? Even talking about shadow work gets me worked up. It gets me a little caliente, un poquito caliente. Porque yo no necesito hacerlo. Yo necesito hacerlo todo el tiempo. Es que yo no necesito perder de esta cosa. I need to confront my shadow work. I need to explain to you why it's important for you to understand this, all right? So as I cool down, because obviously shadow work is very emotional. And when I think about explaining this to you and I think about shadow work itself, it does get me worked up. So let's start. So shadow work is basically looking at the parts of yourself that you are avoiding the most. And a good way to resonate with this idea is shadow work and shame go hand in hand. And shadow work and shame is that you're suppressing this version of yourself, this reality in which this matrix, in which that version of you is showing up, and you just want to tell that person, that version of you, to shut the fuck up. I don't need to heal from that. I'm okay where I am. No, you need to give a space to be heard, seen, and known. That shadow work needs that space. It needs a place to be addressed. It needs a place to be seen. It needs to be heard. So what do some of the behaviors when you have a suppressed ego or energy look like? Well, it'll start showing up as behavior. And so you might identify your shadow as a particular behavior. Maybe when you scan your groceries at the grocery store, you didn't scan everything. Maybe that stealing is your shadow work, because you feel like, well, I can't afford to pay for everything, so I'm going to steal it. Maybe that shadow work is lying. Something as simple as, you know, why were you late? And then you make up some sort of story. Maybe it's showing up as you don't feel like you're worthy of love, so you have an overly sexual behavior pattern that doesn't permit trust, love, harmony, true connection. So as I start to calm myself down and start to think about this stuff, it really does dawn on me how much shadow work I see within my own clients and my own practice as a mindset and manifestation coach. And what I do is I help you unpack those suitcases so that way we can realistically and in real time evaluate what happened and how we got there, understand how to process through that, and then manifest. Because If you don't do the shadow work, you're never, ever, ever going to be able to get to that super high level, to that really powerful manifestation. Maybe you get to the midpoint, but you don't really get to that Lizzo medal, you know, Olympic gold medal kind of vibe. Like you get close, but not all the way. And it's majority of the time, it's because you have not done the shadow work. So one of the things that how shadow work shows up is very intrusive thoughts. Very intrusive thoughts. So I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it good. I don't know what I'm doing. I suck. Another way that it can show up for you, and I'm going to share with you how it shows up for me in this way, is through a very limiting narrative. So for some reason, in my limited narrative shadow self, I don't believe that I can do things that require technology, like advanced technology, or even a new thing, something that's new. And so as soon as I start to do something, I will try to prove to myself that I'm too stupid to do it, that I'm not the kind of person that knows how to do something like that. And then if somebody's trying to teach me something new, and it's not necessarily just in tech, it's really learning something new. And tech is just where it shows up most often, but it really is about me doing something new. And so what happens is that I start to break down. I start to get very emotional. I start to get very aggressive to the person that's trying to help me. And I blast off. I'll be rude or defensive or insecure about it. So that shadow work shows up for me as I'm expanding into a higher level and I'm expanding into a deeper and bigger reality as a limiting thought, an intrusive limiting thought. Most recently, I'll give you an example. Somebody that I love dearly is Olivia Rose Thomas. And I sincerely hope that until the day that I die, I get to be in her energy. Now, she has a TikTok, and I believe it's Olivia Rose Thomas. If not, go to my TikTok, Michelle J. Lamont, and she comments on everything, and I comment on hers. I'd love for you to know her. So she is training to be a manifestation coach, and she helps me with so many things. She's beautiful and smart and talented and kind and generous and genuine and everything that you would want in a friend and in a client and a student. And I manifested her, and she says that she manifested me. So recently, we were working on a project together, a digital courses that I now offer. And I want you to go to my show notes and pre-register because they're on sale before they get released. And let me tell you something, they are fucking phenomenal and inexpensive. Excuse me. So I saged right before this. And so there's a little bit too much sage in my house right now. So Olivia was helping me creating one of these digital classes that you can now take. And as she was explaining to me, or sent me the end results, like what she had edited, what I had written, etc., I could not see the work that she had done. I could only see the work that I had done. And so I start making these videos and sending them to her. I'm like, where is it? Where's this? Where's this? To the point where she was like, it's right there, scroll down, da 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 da. But all of a sudden, the shadow of Michelle came in as, you're not smart, you can't do this, you're not talented, you're not as good as her, she's younger, she's smarter, she's better, whatever it was. And I shadowed after, I did shadow work after, so I'm telling you this, that this is a factor in this. And she got very upset, as she should. And she said, why are you speaking to me this way? I don't appreciate it. Now, you see, the reason that I bring her up is that of anybody that I've ever known, Olivia is truly somebody who understands the concept of shadow work. And as soon as that happened, the first thing she said to me was, maybe you should listen to those videos about how you're talking to me and what you're saying. And that's going to lead us into how to understand that repressed, limiting, intrusive thoughts that come into your head and where they came from, right? And then we have those repressed emotions about the whole situation, and we try to cover it up as quickly as we can. We try to avoid it. We try to say, okay, I'm sorry, right? So that we can silence them. But we silence them because they occurred when we were experiencing trauma. The shadow self, it makes us have a reaction of a lower vibration and an unauthentic version of yourself. And so there's this thought process in manifesting that you have to be perfect to be a good manifester. You have to be, all aspects after you have to be happy or whatever it is. That is toxic positivity, and it's bullshit. All the parts of you deserve to be seen. All the parts of you deserve to be seen. Even the ones that you're avoiding and you're pretending no longer are a part of you. They are a part of you. They are a part of you. They were here to teach you something. They were a part of you, and they have to have a space and a place to breathe and live. And that's the truth. That version of you is not disappeared because you did shadow work. You will never not need to do shadow work. You'll never not need it, because as you start to evolve into a higher state, you start to recognize your history, and you're like, oh my God, I remember when I was feeling like this, or I remembered this time when I was really self-sabotaging my love life, self-sabotaging my work, self-sabotaging my relationship with my family and my friends. And all of the things that you were doing were a part of your fear and your lack, the part of you that's unhealed, the part of you that you need to send the most love to, not the one that you need to hide. Shadow work is not the side piece, the nasty side piece that you don't want anybody to know you're fucking. Shadow work is a part of you that will help you become a stronger and more authentic and a higher vibrational person, because you can deal with this tough stuff. So that's the breakdown of what shadow work basically is, or what it is. So no, okay, how do you do it, right? Well, first you have to understand that you are a conscious being, and that your consciousness has a wide spectrum of energy. And when we sit in judgment of that energy, we cannot manifest, because we're blocking a part of our energy. You see, we're energetic beings, and we have chi, we have energy, and it flows up and down our chakra system. And as we get that trauma, that blocked energy, we either learn to work around it to avoid any situation that might look like, oh, I'm calling in more trauma, or we simply pretend like we're through it, we're over it, that no longer hurts us, it hurts you, you're avoiding it, stop lying. So then there's the consciousness, the conscious version of you. Then there's like the higher version of you. And I even smile saying it, because when we think of our higher self, it fills me with joy, because that's the highest version of me. That's the Michelle that has done all the shadow work. It's the Michelle that doesn't is addicted to her history. It's the Michelle that doesn't have to lean in into areas that cause her shame or fear. She can be open about whatever. It doesn't matter anymore, right? So that highest version of us, we love to connect with, because it feels so good to be that version of you. And then there's the shadow self, right? So the shadow self is the part that we hide. And a lot of times you can flip through your diaries or your journals, or even, you know, your timeline history, your photo albums. Like sometimes, almost every day, I get something on iTunes or Apple that says 5 years ago today, 10 years ago today. Well, that's kind of where I want you to go. So I want you to go to that place where you are avoiding it the most and remember what that looked like. So for me, when I think of Michelle, the manifesting manifester, the person that people lean on, the people that people count on for me to be, to give them something that they need, to teach them something, that part of me feels like the highest version of me, right? Appreciated, loved, valued. I have everything I could possibly want. So where's the shadow in me? Well, I've given you an example of how I avoided it, but I can tell you a time in my life that is 100% that version of me. So when I started my second company, Foxy Paws, I think there's even still a Facebook page. I was just working like 70 hours a week and just doing everything I could to get it done because I thought I could force this to happen. And I did, but I would get it and lose it and get it and lose it. Well, eventually I was doing so well that I went from a kiosk to a store in one mall to a second mall to a third mall to a fourth mall with 60 employees. And then I would have temporary locations during the holidays, so I might have 80 employees, et cetera, et cetera. And during that time period, I would get and berate these employees on such a harsh level because I didn't see them pushing themselves and working as hard as I was or doing the things that I was doing, and I'm writing their check. And I worked very hard to be able to be a person who could write 65 people's monthly nut every single month. And so in my toxic shadow self, they weren't worthy of the paycheck if they weren't suffering. So I made sure they suffered. I would embarrass them. I would humiliate them. I would tell them that all kinds of terrible things. Why? Because that's what was done to me, and that's how I thought motivation was. And so one of the things that helped me recognize that I needed to do this was actually fucking doing it. So I'm going to invite you to start by, let's just start with some prompt questions. I'm going to give you two shadow work prompt questions, and I want you to grab a spiral. Look, paper. If your kids drew artwork, write on the back of that. Go to the dollar store and get just a spiral. And let's say that the first one is, what am I most ashamed of? Boom. Sit in that. Right now, what are you most ashamed of anybody knowing about you? Something sexual, something financial, something physical, something mental. The list could go on and on. And another one is, what am I most avoiding? What am I most avoiding? What am I most ashamed of, or what am I most avoiding? And then, my beloved divine light being, I am going to invite you to journal on that topic for no less and do not stop for 15 minutes. I don't care what you're writing. Eventually, the shadow comes out. Like, it's scared. It's like, should I come out? Am I going to be knocked down? Am I going to be humiliated? Am I going to be embarrassed? Am I going to be destroyed? Am I going to be hurt? And confront it. Talk about it. That version of you deserves day in the sun. And instead of saying, well, I don't want to go out and drink because I just get knocked down drunk. That is your shadow showing up as a person. It's saying, oh, I have such addiction. I can't even have one drink. I can't go and just have a good time. And so all of this fear and anxiety just kind of takes over. Or maybe you have a fear of being left out of a group. Maybe you have a fear of a sexual situation. Maybe it's a fear of, which I see a lot of, fear of taking that leap of faith, quitting the job, leaving the relationship, starting the business, moving to another state, adopting a child, adopting a pet. When we are continuously avoiding that version of ourselves in fear that we are going to become an alcoholic again or become sexually addicted or become the version of yourself during a part of your life that you absolutely hated, well, then you're not being the most authentic and the highest version of yourself. And avoiding those anchors of your history only leaves you more and more in fear of solving it. And if you could confront that and start to work on it with these simple prompts, these are just two, but in my courses, Into the Mystic and Manifesting Masterclass, we go over shadow work for an entire week. And we dig deep and we go in because I want you to love the version of that life because it taught you something. You see, manifestation requires our most authentic version, not our fake happy, not our toxic positivity, not the repressed version of you that you're pretending doesn't exist. Because you know what that comes out as? People pleasing. I can do it. Sure. Let's do that. Everything's cool. Or giving love, but not able to receive it. That was a very toxic trait for me because if I gave you love and I received it, then I needed you. And if I needed you, then I was vulnerable. And if I was vulnerable, then you could hurt me. And so many people have beaten me, have sexually assaulted me, have verbally assaulted me, have physically assaulted me, emotionally assaulted me, spiritually assaulted me, that I couldn't accept love. I couldn't even accept a compliment. If somebody said, "Oh my God, you look beautiful," I would say, "Oh my God, you look beautiful. I love the dress. I love the shoes." And I would just give it away. Instead of just taking a moment, taking a beat and saying, "Thank you. I love this dress. I always feel so magnetic in it." Or, "I love these earrings. They always make me feel so powerful." Or, "I love this beautiful bracelet. I think it helps me look beautiful in this dress." And really receiving the compliment. But we show up in that shadow as avoidance, or pretending it didn't exist. It existed. And that inner child, that heart-centered you, those 44,000 neurons, they're not going anywhere, sister, brother, person. They're not going anywhere. And in order for us to elevate and to be the highest and the best version of our reality, we have to confront the shadow version of ourselves. Because when you repress that version of you, you are not authentically vibrating in the energy of manifesting. And in order for us to be the highest creative version, we have to look at that ugly truth and deconstruct it in a way that will help us heal. And I don't mean, like, if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, you can go casually do heroin or you can go casually do alcohol. That's not what I'm saying. So please don't take it that way. I'm saying that the shadow work shows up as you can't even explore that version. Because any talk of, let's say, a relationship, all right? So any talk of a relationship makes you feel like, well, for what? For what, right? Instead, you should say, you know what? It's going to feel really good to allow somebody to love me. And if it lasts, it lasts. If it doesn't, I know that through that relationship, I'm going to be open and authentic and learning. But avoiding those anchors in your life, it requires so much wasted energy. And that energy needs to be used to manifest and create and be the highest and the most manifested version of yourself. So I hope explaining to you what shadow work is, how it's impacted my life, how it recently just showed it, reared its head into my life, what it is, and a really great way to start doing this. And you can shadow, you can do these prompts, like do one prompt for 4 weeks and then do another one for 4 weeks. And I also have a new digital course called Fear is a Liar. No, Fear is a Motherfucking Liar. And in that, we do a lot of shadow work. So whether you live in Australia, you live in the Netherlands, you live in Africa, you live in Canada, you can go in and buy those digital courses right now. They're inexpensive and you can buy them as a bundle and start working with me digitally. All right. But I would love to book a one-on-one session with you so that we can dig deep and figure out how to help you move, take that leap of faith, open the business, adopt the baby, create a reality in which you feel okay to be vulnerable, okay to feel embarrassed, to feel loved, to feel appreciated, to feel truly divine. The universe is here as a guide for love, a guide for happiness, a guide for openness. But the little bit of pain or the big pain that you experienced is keeping you trapped in that limited reality, my love. And I want to tell you right now from the bottom of my heart that it is time for you to be the highest version of yourself and let you shine. So let's dig through the dirt and the mud and let's unveil that it's safe for you to be the highest version of yourself in all forms. I love you. 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 You are worthy. You are so worthy. And I want you to know that in any time space continuum, if you've ever listened to this podcast, I already do a candle and pray for you. If you've ever worked for me, I burn sage every Monday and I say, please send abundance and money to everybody who's ever coached with me, everybody who's ever attended one of my classes, everybody who's ever bought a digital course, any sort of support in that way, or if you've written a review for me, whatever it is, I know that you're doing that. Watched my YouTube, subscribed, and then listed comments and sent it to people. Ugh, I love you. So just know that this imperfect, working hard on herself, manifesting master, guru, speaker, coach is flawed. It's a lifelong journey. I'm not perfect and I don't want to be. I want to evolve. I want to make mistakes. I want to fail forward. And I want you to understand that there is no failure and that all is well. I love you. All right, producers, before I get emotional, let's cue that music. And I got one more thing to tell you. So hold on. I'm going to tell you in the music. Mwah. Hope to see you in my next class, in my next course, or on a Zoom call. So go ahead. Let's get connected. Mwah. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.